Good morning. You're listening to KFSK, and it's time for our Tradio program for this Friday. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Chris Weiss. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tom.
And Isaiah Bowen-Carlin. Good morning, Isaiah.
Good morning.
And we do have a caller already, so we don't want to have you wait excessively. So we'll get to our first caller here. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Is that me?
It is, yes. Good morning.
Hi. This is Ann Lee calling, and I'm calling because I'm trying to find a home for this wonderful little dog from Bethel. She's a retired little sprint race lead dog. She's black, and she's got a beautiful red undercoat, and she's super sweet, loves other dogs, and she's looking for a home here in Petersburg. If anybody's interested, they can see her pictures pinned at the top of my Facebook page, and they can contact me by messenger on Facebook or call me at 907-650-7811.
7811?
Yes.
Okay.
She'll make a wonderful dog for somebody.
Okay.
All right.
And the other thing is just that the Humane Association, we have a lot of cats and kittens that we're trying to find homes for, so we didn't place any in the last week, so really trying to find homes for these cats and kittens so that we can, there's more waiting to come in. So.
Okay. And also tomorrow.
Yeah, I think Jane's going to call about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're having our annual picnic. That'll be fun.
Okay.
All right, great. Okay,
Thanks, Ann.
Thank you, Ann. And we'll get to our next caller here. This will be a caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi. Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Is this me?
Yep.
Am I on? Okay. This is Beverly, and I just wanted to announce that Karen Dillman and myself are going to be sharing a booth at the community market this Saturday. That's from 11 to 1 this Saturday at Salty Pantry. And Karen will have her really gorgeous and awesome. She prints on fabric and clothing with natural dyes and leaves, and she makes the dyes and she grinds the pigments. It's really pretty impressive what she does, and it's pretty gorgeous. And she'll also have her hand knitted and hand dyed items, hats, neck gaiters, fingerless gloves. She dyes a lot of that with local mushrooms, and then she also, it's interesting, she grows a lot of plants just for her dyeing, so it's very fascinating, her whole process. And then I'm going to have myself a few small ceramic items that I've been testing some glazes and doing some things. So there'll be sort of a smattering of some ceramic pots as well. So, and that's this Saturday at the market, which is 11 to 1 at Salty Pantry.
Okay.
All right, great.
Thank you,
Beverly. And next caller on line three. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Yes, good morning. This is Diane Marsh, and I have something today to give away that you could probably never guess what it is. And I'm cleaning out my garage, and I have a parachute for an airplane.
Wow.
It's when Otis had his ultralight.
Uh-huh.
He bought the parachute, so if he had a problem, he could deploy it, and the parachute would bring the ultralight down.
Oh,
not for a person.
No, it's not for a person.
Okay.
It was for the ultralight.
So how big is it?
You know, I don't know. It's in a canister.
Wow.
And it's got something in it that would you. I'm not even sure how it works, but I know we couldn't send it on the airplane. They had to bring it up on the.
Barge.
On the barge.
Oh, yeah. Right, because it's a canister that would probably pop open from pressure,
yeah.
So it's pressurized.
And it's probably, a foot and a half long, maybe 2 feet long, and then it's at least as big around as a big coffee can.
So it could be
but.
A tent.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I would like to get rid of it. It's in my garage, and I'm trying to clean it out so I can put a floor in there. And if anybody wants it or would like it or just the curiosity of having it.
Right, exactly.
They can come and get it. I'm at 804 Joe, and I still have some rope and stuff out there on the end of the road, too, if anybody is still interested in any rope. So
okay.
It's there for freebie.
Okay, and you're up at the top, the end of Joa.
Yes, 804
okay.
Joa.
Okay.
All right. Great.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Diane.
Have a great day. Yeah, you
all
too.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And next caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hey, good morning. This is Jane with the Humane Association.
Good morning,
Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hey. Hey, I wanted to let everybody know that we're going to have our annual meeting tomorrow. It's a picnic at the dog shelter, at the cat shelter dog park, from 11 to 1. So if anybody's interested in coming out and checking out the facilities or saying hi, have a free lunch on us, and we'd love to see you.
Yeah, great weather for it, too. That's nice.
Finally. You know, usually we have big tarps up and all kinds
of yeah, I know.
Dog roast, and it'll be fun. Hammer and Wecon donated some hot dogs and buns and condiments for us, so that was very nice of them.
Yeah, it's very nice of them.
Yes. So, yeah, it'd be great to see everybody.
Okay.
All
11,
right.
11 to 1 tomorrow.
11 to 1 tomorrow at the dog park.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Jane.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Phone lines are open. If you called in and had a busy signal, give us a call back. Phone number is 907-772-3808. And we've got Isaiah here. And so, Isaiah, you know, introduce yourself or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Isaiah Bone Carlin. You'll be hearing my voice quite a bit more over the next few months because I am the warm body in the building, kind of taking over after Tom retires. And yeah, I just graduated from university, and this is kind of an exciting place to land for me. I'm excited to meet people, and yeah.
And you have connection here in Petersburg, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the sort of Bowen side of my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so be kind to me if I don't know quite how to host Tradio right in the coming weeks. I'm learning. Everyone learns something at one point.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we do have a lot going on, as a couple of the callers were alluding to. The market is tomorrow. That's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and I believe there's one more after that one, which is every other week, and it's been going on all summer. That's all put together by a nonprofit. The Petersburg Market is a nonprofit, and if you want to help or get more information about it, I would suggest that you contact Lisa Schrammick Adams. And again, the market is tomorrow, and then the next one is on the next and the last one is that first Saturday of September, which I believe is September 6th. So tomorrow you have an opportunity. That's down at Salty Pantry. Another caller here. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Yeah, good morning. This is Stan. My number is 907-772-3139. I'm looking to see if anybody has a small air-cooled engine, like a small horse and a half, two horse Briggs and Stratton off an old upright lawnmower they got laying around that would be runnable. I got a garden tiller I'm trying to put an engine on to till my garden up. Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
If they can give me a call, if they got something, I'll. That they want to get out of their back of their garage, I can help them out.
Okay.
Okay, got it.
All right,
okay,
thank you, Stan.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
All right, thanks, Stan. Bye. Mitkoff Monsters Childcare, they're hosting Tiny Hands, Big Wheels. This is tomorrow, and I believe it's going to be perhaps the fire truck and things like that, because they're saying that they've got service vehicles for the kids to play and see and all that. And this is taking place at the PIA parking lot up on 12th Street, right there near Hammer and Wecon area up there on the hill. So that is going on tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at that location tomorrow.
So Rain Festival is coming up, mm-hmm. and so we will also have a table tomorrow at the market to kind of promote some of the activities that are going on. We have two Stikine River trips happening, and there will be registration, and they do cost money. The registration will open tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m. online. And
Tongass Rainforest Festival?
Well, we don't do Tongass anymore because just plain Rainforest Festival at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And lots of other activities. We have Vivian Mork coming into town to do lots of workshops and lead some foraging types of things, walks and talks and berry propagation and all sorts of wonderful things. You can go to akrainforestfest.org to find the schedule. And for those of you with phones, I am trying to reformat it so it looks a little bit better for your phone.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
Yeah, I know. I looked at it the other day and I go, oh my God.
Right, right. So primarily this is all that week of Labor Day week.
Yes, it starts, we often include the run that happens on Labor Day.
September 1st.
Yes, September 1st. But the actual Rainforest Festival starts on Thursday the 4th. We'll have some films by Kelly Bakos that evening. Friday, there is the berry propagation and some walks and talks. One of the talks is a brown bag lunch with Robin Roberts, who does amazing photography. Mm-hmm. And she will be doing just a kind of workshop. If you only have a cell phone, how do you take the best pictures with your cell phone?
Which is a lot of people do nowadays.
Yeah, and so that's a very, very interesting topic that we'll be dealing with. And then, of course, the Annabelle Baker Memorial Art Show is going to be opening on Friday night, and there will be a reception between 5 and 7 p.m. Saturday
is that at the library or at
the
museum?
No, this is at the museum.
That's at the museum.
This is at the museum.
And back to the Kelly Bakos films, are those in the Wright Auditorium?
Yes, they are in the Wright Auditorium. Okay. Yep. Like I said, all the details are on the website. Mm-hmm. But just some highlights. The Stikine trips will be happening on Saturday. One will be with Robin Roberts. Again, photography. And you can bring whatever camera you have that you know how to use. This is not the time to learn how to use your camera.
Right.
You know how to use your camera. She's just going to give you hints on how to take better photographs.
Right.
And then the other trip is with Vivian Mork, who is an ethnobotanist. She talks about indigenous uses of plants in the local plants and as for medicines or for eating. Mm-hmm. And we hope to have her back in spring, but right now she is here. She will be here with us. And as I said, she'll be doing workshops. There will also be like a gel printing class with Cindy Lakadakis. And we're doing botanical prints with that. And if you can't go on the Stikine trips in the morning, Mary Clements will be doing a walk, I believe around Crane Lake. I might have that wrong. I don't.
One of the three lakes.
Yeah, I'm doing this off the fly. I don't have the schedule
Got
in
it.
Front of me.
Got it.
It's like,
No, you're doing great. You're doing great.
Anyway, so yeah, you can go with her and collect plants, and you know what plants you're printing. Sunday, it's going to be kind of cool. We have a stream table that they're building for people to. You know, you can figure out what happens for streams, how they erode, how they...
Right.
So it's a table that will have live running water and substrate to move around and things to see how actual
Without
streams...
Without any dams built in
streams work.
Yeah.
And that's going to be Bonnie Bennett and Jim Roberts on Sunday. And that's a drop-in for... you know, families, all ages. What else is happening?
So this is all AK Rainforest Fest or Festival?
It's the site is AK Rainforest Fest. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't have to.
.org.
Yeah. .org.
You'll find it.
Yeah, you'll find it. Anyway, okay. So lots and lots of things going on.
Yeah.
Potluck, Sunday night. Anyway, yeah.
So I was okay. So then, the other thing that we were talking about before we started taking the callers is there's a black moon tonight. So and I only read a little bit of it about it. The New Yorker has a good article on it. But it is a new moon tonight, which, of course, you don't see.
Much.
Yes, there is. You can kind of see that there's an image there. And we've got, you know, looks like clearing skies tonight. So, but the black moon, there is something a little bit extra to it.
Yeah, and I just saw that was happening tonight. I didn't.
Me too. So I'm kind of hoping somebody's listening that.
Read, instead of just glossed over it.
Exactly. So just looking at the headline in the first paragraph. But yeah, there's a black moon tonight. So look into it if you're interested in that sort of thing, because it happens once in a black moon. I don't know.
And Sally, they say it's rare, but it happens every 33 months.
Really? 33 months?
That's what I remember from the headline.
Okay. Good to know. Well, now I'm even more so wanting to find out. So anyway, there's a lot going on this weekend. There's the market. There's the Monsters childcare event that's going on up there on 12th Street tomorrow. The Humane Association has their annual picnic tomorrow at the dog park. So a lot of things happening this weekend. Hope you have a good weekend. We'll get to a rundown here, but if you still want to get in on Tradio, we can take your phone call. The phone number is 907-772-3808. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or if you have an event coming up, we'll put you on the radio. So I think we can get to a rundown.
Okay, so Ann called. She is looking for a home for a dog, a sweet dog, that came in from Bethel, Sprint Racer, black with red undercoating. You can see a picture on her Facebook page, and you can give her a call at 907-650-7811. And the Humane Association is also still looking for homes for cats and kittens. Beverly called. She and Karen will be having a booth at the market tomorrow from 11 to 1. Karen will have her eco prints and natural dyed clothing along with knitted items. And Beverly will have an assortment of ceramic items that she has available right now. Diane called. She has a parachute for an ultralight plane to give away. And that just sounds intriguing. You can just stop by at 804 Joa, and there's still some rope at the end of the road.
Okay, and we've got another caller here. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi. I'm looking for a yarn ball winder.
Okay.
Didn't know there was such a thing.
Yes.
There is.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping to get one. I've gotten a mediocre one, but I just need a more sturdier one.
Okay. My husband usually does mine.
Isn't it just, don't you just...
He likes that.
What a guy.
I thought you just did it with your hands.
Well, if you don't have a winder, that's how you do it.
What is it?
It actually does... Yeah, I can't describe it. Look it up.
Okay.
Look it up.
Black
yeah.
Moon.
Mm-hmm. What is your number?
738-2447.
And that's a 907?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right, so a yarn winder. Okay, yeah, thanks. Good luck. All right. Okay, bye. Okay, well, that's it for Tradio today. We'll have it for you again next week. Oh, you've got more on the rundown.
Yeah, I've got more on the rundown.
Sorry.
Okay, so Jane called from the Humane Association. Their annual meeting and picnic is tomorrow from 11 to 1 at the Cat Dog Shelter Park.
Mm-hmm.
And Hammer and Weekend has donated some of the food items, and they're hoping to see you there. Stan called. He is looking for a small air-cooled engine, maybe a Briggs & Stratton, about a horse and a half, that might help him use his garden tiller. And if you have something for Stan, you can contact him at 907-772-3139. And we just had a caller looking for a yarn ball winder. And the number again is 907-738-2447.
Okay, that wraps up Tradio. Just again, a reminder that the filing deadline, if you'd like to get your name on the ballot for the municipal election in October, the filing deadline is this Tuesday, 4:30 p.m., and there is paperwork to pick up and fill out, and perhaps you also need some signatures of registered voters within the borough, depending on which office you're considering. You can get more information on the borough website or in the municipal building. You can also find all the information on the KFSK online community calendar. So again, that's Tuesday, 4:30 p.m. is the deadline. And that wraps up Tradio. So we've got a health tip from the Medical Center coming up next. We'll also have the jet report for you from Viking Travel. And we have Science Friday coming up at 10 o'clock. Hope you have a good weekend.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.